We're approaching the end of the year, and during end of the year time, holiday time here, that people are scrambling around, partly because they're scrambling around trying to figure out taxes and figure out anything else before for the end of the year. It comes a very, very busy time at the Branch County Community Foundation, I guess in a good way. Colleen Knight, the executive director, joins us in our holiday headquarters studio to talk about that. And one thing, the end of the year has this special IRA rollover that we've been talking about for a few months here. Kind of explain what that is for folks.
Well, basically, anybody 70 and a half who wants to give a gift can give up to $100,000 out of their IRA, roll it right over to a charity. And so the way the Community Foundation can help is that you can go ahead and do that whatever amount works for you. We can set up a special gift fund, and you can decide over the course of the next year how you want to give that away. So it's a great way to make a year-end gift and not have to worry about distributing it to a bunch of charities. And you get one tax receipt. That's the other advantage, too.
In end of the year, a lot of people are looking for those tax receipts, looking for their, you know, they wait until December to make those their contributions. What's kind of the mechanism for you guys if someone says, yeah, I think I'd like to do that? What's maybe, you know, what's your hours and how are you going to kind of handle this over the next couple of weeks?
So basically, we're open regular hours. Even on the 24th, we'll be open till noon. On December 31st, we'll open till noon. And if someone wants to come in, we'll stay open later. We realize that sometimes it takes a while to get everything in line and make that decision about where you want to make your charitable gift. So the best thing to do is just give us a call and maybe talk it through what you might be planning to do. You also make a last-minute gift on the website because we have the ability for credit cards. If you really want to give a significant gift and you want to really have some thought put into it, just give me a call and I can kind of help you walk through and see if we can help you out or not.
There are lots of different ways, a lot of different funds that you have if people have particular types of interest that you can direct them to.
Absolutely. We have over 100 different funds. They have all different types of interest. But again, if it's the right person and the right approach that they want to make in for terms of grant making or gift giving in the rest of the year, we can set up a special gift fund this time of year too to help you, give you a little bit of breathing room. You can get your tax, you can make your gift for tax purposes, but then go ahead and make recommendations on distributions later on to different organizations in the community.
You've really started working hard on building collaborations with a lot of other community organizations, and kind of as everybody pulls together, we can make a bigger impact in the community than just doing it on our own.
Absolutely. There isn't anybody that I know of that has the means to solve all the world's problems on their own. So the Community Foundation has always been about pooling resources, whether they're people or whether they're institutions around here or even in terms of actual dollars. And putting those all together and making an impact is what we do. So it's a perfect place to do that if you want to increase your individual impact. A small gift to an endowment fund can last forever, and it actually has the power to keep giving.
In 2013, you had a really nice impact on a number of different organizations here locally by doing that.
Right. Well, everything we do is a collaboration because it's between the funds, the donors, and the organizations. Yep. Shelter House, for example, they have an anti-bullying program they're doing. We've given money to that. Tasers to the Sheriff's Department. That's something that we were able to get a donor that was interested in that to work. And so there's the public-private partnerships. Everything we do is about partnerships and about working together.
And if people would like to build more of those partnerships, bring you an idea, obviously, you're willing to sit down and see what you can work out?
Absolutely. In fact, we had a grant workshop, and we had three organizations in the community that all work with animals, and they were able to partner to do a joint application to the Community Foundation. So that's, again, that's about putting things together, building resources by working together.
Still not too late to make a gift and have an impact on the community. Branch County Community Foundation, the office is located right in the lower level of the Southern Michigan Bank and Trust Loan Center. They're right at the Four Corners in downtown Coldwater. Or give them a call. Or the website address is?
brcofoundation.org.
Find out more about the foundation. Find out how you can make a gift as well right online. Colleen, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too, Ken.
And Happy New Year to the Branch County Community Foundation, doing great things in our community, especially with those great collaborations.